We are Simon Reish and Gimel, still in the middle of Sif Aleph. We had learned yesterday that the Ramah brings down, the Mahabba brought down a second day, that if it is Nizbashal Kamachal Ben Drusoy, one is permitted to be Mashem. And Kire Shaina Grufam, the same thing with Mitzvah Kviyofoloi. And this was the second day, and the Ramah says, V'nagu lahodkil kismora achroine, that we are makel, that if it's put kamacho ben resoi, we are masha, even though it's not Grufa of Ktumel. I'd just like for 2 minutes to just, we should look into the Bir Aloha. The Bir Aloha brings down something very interesting. V'nogu l'okul k'svor ha'chaynen, ayin b'beish yosef sheherich harbei be'elu shtei deyes. The Beish Yosef is marich in this machlekes. V'hetik divrei ha'rosh shekosav. Amur dikerosh. The Rosh says that mitnei she Yisrael adukin b'mitzvahs oynik Shabbos, even in the mitzvah of oynik Shabbos, even are very dovul. Ubevadai lo yishmu lanu. That means, so the Rosh said, if I'll tell them the aloche meiker adin, you cannot be mashes. If it is not this marshal called Sorchoi, you cannot be Masher. So for Paskin like that, Ubevadai Layishmu Lono, but never listen to us. Alkei Hanach Lehem. So listen, so what they say, I'm going to say that you have to, you need Guf or Ktum, and if without Guf or Ktum, you can't be Masher. So they won't listen to us. So what's going to be with the Shalom? What's going to be with Ayin Shabbos? So Mamela, that's why the Rosh did not want to pass him like the letter of the law. But the Mishabur says, but we see the Mechaber himself Paskin, he brought down first the first day, and then the second day is V'yesh Oimrim. So he feels always, Al-Kain L'fiza L'chadchilin, B'vaday Toiv L'zoyoshim Emushal Kol Tzorchei Koidem Chasheicha. That means, L'chadchila, Ayid should make sure that when he's, if he's not, makes, he doesn't have a blech, so he should make sure that it's completely cooked. Ulasalkoi min ha'esh, if it's mitstamek v'yocholo, he should not leave it on the fire. Ah! Im irashen is acher ha'dova. But if it happened, there was a very hectic Erev Shabbos. K'goin shabo urchen koidem shkia sahamet. That guest came right before the steer. And now he has to cook something for them. Is then Yochel Lahamid ala Pitkot Levashel Af Shaloi is Basel of the Shkia Rak Kersi Bishel Saki. That means he's allowed to put on a flame without a blech, because it won't cook so well with a blech. So he's allowed to put on the flame without a blech if he realizes that by the Shkia it will be cooked, at least halfway cooked. So Mamela, so then this is in a pinch. One can be Seimach on the second day and on the Ramah, but he holds L'chadchila, one should not do this. Now let's go further in the Mahaba. V'chol ze be'inyin shehiye, that we're speaking about shehiye, shehakdeiro yoyshenes, that the pot is resting al kisei shel barzel. The pot, that means, let us just picture their ovens. They had a kira. Now let's speak about the inside of the oven. The inside of the oven, there was coals. And then they had over the coals, they had a Kisei Shel Bowser. That means they had a type of a base that the pot was put on top of the base. That means there was a fire underneath this base, and then the pot was put on top of it. And it's not Rufo Ktune. We have here coals that are burning, and we have this base that the pot is resting on, Oy al gabe avonin, or the pot is resting on stones, and underneath the stones there are coals. Ve'eino neigas begecholim, but the pot is not touching the coals. That means we're speaking about, let's speak about one minute, we have a kirim. We have coals on the bottom of the kirim. Over these coals, there's a base that the pot is resting on this base. That is what we are speaking about, and he wants to leave this pot here before Shabbos. This is called Shehiyah. And so we have here our guidelines. It has to be completely cooked or partially cooked. That is the case of Shehiyah that we are speaking about. Avo, Chatmone al gabe gecholem l'divrei hakel osa. But is the pot is resting on the coals, so then the Mechaber says this is called hatmone. This is a new problem, and it's also, then there's nothing but to talk about. Now, to understand this, let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah. Hatmone al kisei shel bazel simchot memhei. Al kisei shel bazel ke'ein pitput shel sholosh raglaim, like a tripod. Vagecholim munochim tachtov, and on this pitput, on this tripod, on this base, the pot is resting. So then we have here a case of Shehiyah. He did not take out the coals. He did not cover the coals with ashes. So that is what we were learning. Shehiyah, if the Geholim are not Gerufa Ktume. But if the pot is resting on the coals, that means there is no hefsek between the pot and the coals. So this is called Hatmone al Gabi Geholim. Hochi Svirale la Mechaba. The Mechaber holds the in Shulei HaKederov. The bottom of the pot is Noigim B'Gecholim, is touching the coals. Mikri Hatmone. So this is called Hatmone. Umemele, if this is called Hatmone, Umemele da'osa avtenis bashel kol tzorcha, even though it's completely cooked. Umitztamek veraloi, uchidlakame besimen reishin un zayin siv zayin. So in order to understand what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I think it's today, we should mix up the reishin un zayin siv zayin. Now, but just to let us translate what Hatmona means. The translation of Hatmona means that something is enveloped, it's covered by something else. And we have a cloud one is not permitted to be matmin something b'dovor hamoisif hevel. That means if I'll envelop a pot with something which adds heat to the pot, and as we'll see how much has to be enveloped to be called hatmone, this is also, this is something new. If the pot is enveloped by something else that gives out heat, so that's called Atmone, and this is also. Now let us just see treisen zijn zin zijn. Collega de Osrinen had money. Whenever we also had money, I feel it was page 56, I think we have the same page, I don't know. A collega de Osrinen had money. Whenever we also had money, Afilo Bikdeiro Mibusheles, even though whatever is in the pot is completely cooked, Kolzolcho, it's completely cooked, Osrinen, it's also, Atmone is also Erev Shabbos, Afilo Mistamek Veraloi, even though if it gets drier, he doesn't want that, it is also. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berura. Siv Kotten Lamed Gimel. Even though cold souls cold, even though it's completely cooked, it is still awesome. So the Mishnah Berura says, V'loidomi l'shehiya al gabe kire. So we just learned that shehiya is mutter if it's completely cooked, or if it's mitzamek meraloi. And here we say, if there is atmone, if it's enveloped and covered by something that's moisten hemel, even though it's completely cooked, it's still also. So he says, what is the reason? Leidami l'shiya agabi kire de l'kulam mi muta ben b'mushal kol tzolchei r'besimen reishin and gimel. The stam atmone, when a person covers a pot, he's enveloping the pot with something that is adding heat. He's covering it. Ikrayu l'tzoyrach mocha. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us there's a difference between shehiyah and atmone. Shehiyah means I have a pot that's exposed, it's not covered, there's heat underneath it, but it's exposed to cold air. It's not covered, it's not insulated, it's exposed, but I have heat on the bottom. Atmone means that I insulated it, I covered it. So what is the difference? So he says, Stam Atmone is, I want this not for tonight's Suda. For tonight's Suda, I don't have to make a whole ASIC to make Atmone and envelop it. Yeah, you put it, there's a fire underneath. And for tonight's Suda, it's enough. But if you need something hot for tomorrow's Suda, so that means we have to go through a whole night and the morning, so I'll come to that Suda. There, my Stam Shia would not help. Normally it won't help. You'll come to the Suda at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll have a cold shoulder. There's nothing much to talk about. In order to ensure that you'll have a hot, you'll have the food that you're putting away will be hot. They made atmone. Atmone, they enveloped it, they surrounded it, they covered it. That ensured that the heat would remain. So now, so he says like this. The stam atmone ikrohu letzoyrech mocho. So if I'll be matnin in, let's say, coals, so there is a need to stir the coals, because if I want to make sure that it's going to be hot tomorrow morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, so there's a need to stir the coals. Therefore, so what are you telling me? It's cooked. Kut is only a milan if I'm going to eat it tonight. So, mistome, if it's cooked already, in mistome, till tonight, so they'll remain warm. There's no need to stir the coals. So, she is mutter, and it's completely cooked, so what's there to worry about? Why should I stir the coal? The only we're afraid I'll stir the coals if it's not completely cooked. That was a Shiloh soul. I had something to motivate me to stir the coals. That was what is in the Reishon and Gimel. But when normally our kimono, which we enveloped in the pot, this was for normally for something that I have an intent to eat tomorrow. So let us say, for example, an envelopes a pot with hot ashes. This person, there's a chance he might stir the coals tomorrow. He might stir that back. I mean, he need to ensure that it'll be hot tomorrow. So you're telling me it's cooked already. The problem is not cooked. I have another problem. I want it to be hot tomorrow. So when I'm making that tomorrow, the intent is to make sure it'll be hot tomorrow. So if I'll envelop the pot with hot ashes, there's a mother the kershas, he might stir these ashes, and that's why they are said. In Yatmin Beremet, if he'll envelop the pot in ashes, the Gozu Mishum Zeb Nochod over Hamayishev Hemel. So then they said not only ashes, anything that gives out the heat, they are said that you're not allowed to envelop the pot before Shabbos, because I know what your intent is. Your intent is you want to eat it tomorrow, and you want it to be hot by tomorrow, so there's a day that you might come and stir the coals. Even though you're making that money for tonight, Suda, you're not making that money. Normally, Hatmona was made for tomorrow, Suda, so they asked him Hatmona, period. If it's a Dovo, Shamoisev, Hemel, you might come and stir the coals. They asked it, period. You can't make Hatmona with Dovo, Shamoisev, Hemel. Yeah. My shame came to Shia, but the whole old halachas of Shia, the Sam Shia who rachlet soya halaylo. Shia normally is for tonight, Suda. Sherei menicha megula, you see. He's not worried about the heat, because he didn't cover it. It's exposed, it's open, it's exposed to the cold and everything. So because he doesn't have too much of a problem, he only needs it for tonight. Leiskarer bisman lu, it's on a short period of time, he won't get cold. Leichashina lechitri mozeh. Vafilim it's tamik viraloi. Fine, Avilamit Sada means, so all these milas which we learned that help by Shehiyah is, I'm only putting it away normally for tonight, Suda, so it's completely cooked and nothing what to worry about. But the minute I make Hatmone spells I want it normally. I want it for tomorrow. And if I want it for tomorrow, so if I'm matmin b'dova ha-moisev hemel, that means I'm enveloping it in something that could give out heat. And the something could also be ashes. And they said, if he can envelop it in ashes, so they acid everything that gives out heat. So therefore, there is no myla that is completely cooked. There's no myla that is mistamik veraloi, because we were afraid of chitoi, since he wants it for tomorrow. He wants to ensure it should be remain hot by tomorrow. Fine. So this is the halachim that mistamik veraloi does not help if you made that moment. Fine. Now we are going to discuss another inyan. When is this called atmone? And there are three ways to be magdal this one that's called atmone. We're going to say two ways to make it easier. The mechaber held, if the pot is touching coal, so that means on the bottom of the pot that's called atmone. It's enveloped, the bottom of the pot is touching the coals. So the side, but it's touching the coals. That's called Atmon already. And the minute it's Atmon, forget about it. So forget about what we learned till now. That's what the Mechaber said. Let's make one thing clear. The whole, all the halachas I was telling you was davke if it was on a base over the coals. So there's no Atmone, it's not enveloped by the coals. So Memele, there's no Atmone, it's only she is. So the din is that it's in Spasso, and it's Mitamik Veraloi, there's no problem whatsoever. Just a Mahabalon, let's get one thing straight. If it's not on a base, it's resting on the coals. So one chelik of the pot, I was matman one chelik of the pot because the pot is touching the coals. That's called atmona. Doesn't have to be completely enveloped. As long as one chelik of the pot is enveloped by something that is ari, that is atmona, and it is also. Period. Now we'll appreciate what that's what the Mahabba is telling us. The whole that being in Shihiya. All the halachas we're learning till now was by Shia. Shakdeira Yeshevis Al Kise Shel Balzal. The pot is resting on a base, an iron base, which is over the coals. A Yalgabi Avonim, or on the stones. The Eina Negas Begecholim. Avalatmone Al Gabi Gecholim. Also, but if it is resting on the coals, that's called Atmone, and it's also. Now, I just want to mention two things. This is the Mechaba, and we'll see the Gemara is Chaylik. The Gemara disagrees with the Mechaba. Just kedai to know the Chazanish said we should paskin like the Mechaba. So the Chazanish paskin like the Mechaba. So this is not only is Negeya. Someone who wants to feel like the Chazanish. So this halach we just learned is very negeya. But there's a very interesting machloikis on the negeya lono. If you have a pot which is over gas, a gas flame, and if the flame is not touching the pot, that means there's no black over here. We're talking about not cool for ketumba. We said it's completely cooked, no problem. If you have a pot over a flame, so if the flame is underneath the pot, but there's a space between the flame and the pot, so that's not at the mother. The minute there's a space between, that's not at the mother. So then there's no shaila whatsoever. So if it's cooked, and then it's all, I don't have a blood, no problem. It's not a deal we learned that Shihiya is mutter, even though it's not grof or ktumah, and it's completely cooked. No shayla. The shayla is, if the flame, you have a large flame, let's speak about the predicament that the Mishnah Berurah spoke in Bir Allah. He got gas, and then they just came at 15 minutes before the Shkiyah and the Viyaz. He puts up, if he has a big flame by the Shkiyah, he'll be a third cooked, halfway cooked. But he needs a big flame. So now, and the flame is touching the pot. So is this called Atmona according to the Mechaba? Without a blech we're talking about. So now without a blech, is this called Atmona, yes or no? So there's a machlokes achronim. The Bris Olam wants to say that it is called Atmona, Rabbi Eliashiv, and others say this Atmona is only something which theoretically you could envelop a pot. Coals, I can envelop a whole pot with coals. I can put coals all around it. That's called Atmona. A flame is not called Atmona. So this is Negeya. That means is this, if a person wants to be Machma according to the Machaba, because then he says one should be Machma, do you have to make the flame smaller, or can you have a big flame, and this is not called Atmona? But let's see the Gemara. Hagor, yes?
Let's discuss the
if it's touching, if it's on it, if it's touching, yeah. That is, that's the same thing. So by an electric clock, they say, but you can't envelop a pot with it. Well, a crock pot is a parsha, which we'll not talk about now. But an electric flame alone is, they say, or electric, a hot plate, they say, they're maker, Rabbi Yashiv is maker, they say, Because the concept of Atmana, it does not apply. A crockpot is a parashah. But look, we won't talk about a crockpot now, but the crockpot is a parashah. Ago. The yesh, now the Ramah is hoylik on the Mechaba. The afilu nakdeiro imedis al gabi ha'esh mamish. The pot is on the coals. It's on the coals. It's on Kol man shehi megula lemaylo, it's only the bottom is mutmin, but the whole part is not mutmin. Loi mikri atmone v'shari, so this is not called atmone, and therefore it is muta. V'hein amini, and he said that's how we feel that this is not called atmone. So let us just see the Mishnah Berurah for 1 minute. Hainu she'ein mechasa aleo mivigodim milamailo. That means as follows. If you have heat on the bottom and you're covering it with a baggage on the top, and let us just say for 1 minute it's completely covered, that means on the bottom you have heat coming in, and on the top, it's covered like some people there by an urn. They cover an urn with a completely covered heat coming out from the bottom. That is called Atman already. But he says, Kozman, it's Megula. It's Kozman, it is Megula that it's not covered from the top. It's only covered from the bottom. So this is not called Atman. Now, let us go a little vishori. If it is not completely enveloped, if it's not completely covered, so this is not the parsha of atmone. Atmone means something is wrapped around. Vishoni Benisvasal Miboy Yoim Kumacha Ben Rasoi Vimashenogu Kisvora Achoina. Fine. So we have here a Machlokes, the Ramah and the Mechaba. The Mechaba says that if the floor of the pot is touching the coals, this is called Atmone, and it is also, forget about it. And there's no answer for this. And the Ramah says, no, this is not called Atmana. Rak shenizorim l'natkon k'tzas k'idem ha-shabbos min ha'ish. But we are nizor to take it off the flame. K'day sheyuchal Yisroel la'asiroi misham. Now, exactly what the Ramah means, I really don't know. The Ramah is just mentioning another nekudah. Lenatka means he's taking it off. Latkon tzas, I don't know exactly what he means. That means the Ramah had another problem. He said the problem is not hatmone. The problem is if you have a pot on coals, and you're going to take off the pot, so you might stir the coals in this process. So this shaila is now a shaila of hamora. You're making a fire, or you're extinguishing a fire. That problem, the Ramah addressed. So he says, therefore, in order to avoid this problem, you're not going to minesh. You should take it a little off kodem Shabbos. Before Shabbos, I don't know what a little off means. Can they say Yuchal Yisrael Asirim Misham? That a Yid can take it off in Shabbos, and there's no Shaila when the Yid takes it off if he's making the fire bigger or extinguishing it. What happens if he didn't do it? That's what he should do. That's the proper thing to do. It was not menatik et minayish. V'nimtzu al gabi yayish b'Shabbos. We were supposed to do it, but there were 20 things also to do before Shabbos. And this was one of the things he's supposed to do and he didn't do. And it comes Shabbos, and now you have the pot resting on the coals. And what do you do now? Do what he should have done, but now so I'll start tomorrow. There's no shaila. It's not the most, but there's no shaila about tomorrow. But how are you going to get the pot off the coals? Now you have a problem. Yes, la sirei misham idei ani yude. Oh, there's an answer. Kol agoy. Kol agoy. That means the kavshul is muta. There's no atman there. There was no shia. Everything was muta. But if I'll pick it up, I might stir the coals and make avodah. If I tell the goy to pick it up, I'm not telling him to stir the coals. I'm telling him to pick it up. If he stirs the coals, that's no problem. We'll see in a minute. The Malacca in the Yudi, that's the Baruch Hashem Yaman Goy. So you tell the goy, takes the pot off, and Shalom HaYisro. But if you don't have a goy, Mutter v'Yisrael la'asirei misham, so the Yid is allowed to take it off these coals. V'Yisrael shekehenu misham b'nachas. But take it off carefully. V'loy yinaneya ha'gecholim. That means you should try to take it off very carefully. You shouldn't move the coals. V'or afim yinanotaf. What'll be, he's trying very hard and he's taking it off and he did it. Dovo shein miskaven hu v'shoi. Nothing what to worry about. Don't say, he didn't do anything. This is a dovo shein miskaven. That means halacha is, if I'm doing one thing and another thing occurs, that means I'm lifting up the partner. And through lifting up the pot, the coals start moving around. And it's not a secretion. That means it's not muchach to happen. If you lift it up carefully, because there will be nothing is going to happen. It could be something will happen. If anything happens, it's called a dovo she'ene mitzvah, who was done without kavone, which is muta. This is muta and Shabbos. So that's what the most says. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh la'asirei misham, the kosher Israeli soil. It's difficult. Shlo yinaneya ha'gecholim be'eis netilosoi esakdeira, while he's taking off the coals, that he shouldn't shake it. It's hard. So you have to be careful. So strappable, tell a guy to do it. Finished. What if you don't have a guy? Mutal Yisrael. So now, this is what I said. It's a dovo she'ene miskaven, which means that it is not muchach that he'll make a havore or make a kibui. That stavke, if it's resting on the coals, it is possible to lift up the pot without moving it. Matters are steady, and it's possible. So whatever happens is a dovo she'ene miskaven. So it's muta. Avol ha'gecholim munochim soviv hakderom. What if the gecholim were not only underneath the pot, they were around the pot also a little bit? So now, when he's going to lift up the pot, so the surrounding coals will fall in. That means they were supported by the pot, and as soon as he lifts up the pot, now the coals are going to start falling. And so saying, also the Yisrael asiroi. Then he is not allowed to do it. Mishum she'idoyneti losoi, because by taking it off, bevada yechate begecholim v'osa. This is not, no shaila. If he picks up the pot, the coals are going to fall. I mean, the coals were being supported by the pot. It was on a little on the side of the pot. He lifts up the pot, the coals are going to fall in. By there, and by doing this, could be the coals which are underneath will now be exposed to the air. They'll start burning. Even though he has no kavanah to do this, But this is something that will sicher happen. So that means the Vedas will learn Hilchos Shabbos, Beis Hashem. We learn there's a person wants to go and cut off the head of an animal, but he doesn't want it to die. I don't want it to die. So it's the Shabbos and he's high most Natilus Misham. I don't want it to die. And the Moses declares him in the Yom Tzlit. He's cut off the head, it won't die. I mean, there's also sea. So the whole concept of Einoi Miskaven, I had no intent, is only if there's a possibility that nothing will happen. But if I am sure that from this action there will zikr be a more, the zikr will be a kibui, then it's a psychiatry. Now, what is if he has such a thing? This was one of the 10 things he was supposed to do before Shabbos. The pot was on the coals. It's a little bit surrounding the coals also. He was supposed to take it off, but he got very busy the last minute. Now it's Shabbos, so he can't take it off for sure. This is never done in the So what's with that guy? V'afuzlu al yinday el yehudi yesh machmir b'zem. I am holding a mormon, a rabbi, because others hold secretions also by a miracle like a mosso. In the cold mosquen, nearest, with Zerich Shabbos, yes, Lismach, Aldasa, Mekilim, Al Yedei, Eini Yehudi. But, when Zerich Shabbos, one can be makel, this forest to be makel. So the Mele, he says that, so that's what one should do if, It's the coals are surrounding the pot also.